who won the gift at 7:30 has put a call through to us. Apparently, he's in the United Kingdom. We'll change it at the current black market rate and send the money to him. Maybe about £1 or something like that. That's what it will come to. Anyway, you're welcome. Funke Akindele is here. I know all of you have been waiting for this moment. I know, some for good, some for bad. Funke, that's the way it works. you're quite a controversial person. She's here. And for the next 1 hour or so, we'll be having a chat with her. This will probably most likely be one of many as time goes on. You know, we'll be taking on all the other candidates. They are more than welcome here to give everybody a fair, you know, to give a balance. How are you, madam?
Good morning.
I'm seeing you for the first time, though, and you look kind of different.
How?
Yeah, it's always like that, you know, when you look at people from a distance. I remember the first time I saw Dakore, and I had to ask her if she didn't mind if I touched her nose to see if it would fall off. But it's nice to see you.
Thank you so much. It's nice
to see you. You've come a long way, especially in your profession, such that the part of the problems that some of us have is that we sometimes relate people. We think that the characters that they play is what they are in real life. I'm sure you've gotten a sense. People will be calling you
exactly
by your stage name, Jennifer, more than, and probably think that's the way you behave and that's the way you are.
Yes.
Let me make a quick confession here that I said behind you to Sheun, sitting with Philip behind the pillar there.
Okay.
I'm first hearing that you were the deputy governor nominee. I went, Jennifer, okay. You know, that's the first thing that crossed my mind. But after about 10 minutes, I could put a call through back again to say, after Osa and a few other people, I sounded them out and I found that, yes, it's a good chance and a good gamble. First question that came to me, though, is, are you a politician? Were you in politics before, even PDP or no PDP?
Okay, thank you, Uncle Jimmy. Thanks for having me on the program.
Yes.
Yes. This is my first time in politics, but
your first time.
Yes, but I run a business for over 14 years. You know, working with different types of people from different walks of life. Politics go on there. You have to manage people. You understand, for 14 years, and it's still functioning. So somehow I'm a politician, and the willingness to get into the seat of power to better the lives of Lagosians, you know, I'm a politician.
When you talk about the willingness, then am I to assume that you were the one who approached Jandor and he wasn't the one that approached you?
Okay, Jandor.
How did it happen?
Okay, how did it happen? Okay, Jandor approached me.
Okay.
Prior to him approaching me, I've had different experiences in Lagos, faced different challenges as an entrepreneur, as a Lagosian, the day-to-day activities, the problems, the plight of Lagosians. Even the staff working with me, they keep lamenting about their experience in Lagos. Life here is tough, you understand.
Mm-hmm.
And in my own small-scale business, you know, I would call it small-scale, it's large, but let me just say that. I try to better
the life. Nigerians have this thing. When they're not well, they say, I'm well. In Jesus. I'm
okay.
Drunk.
So I try my best to support people personally.
Mm.
But how much do I have that I have to give everything out?
Hey, but I'm just wondering, when he approached you.
No, I'm trying to get there.
The time is not
okay. Okay, let me just
summarize it.
So I've been doing this thing on a smaller scale, empowering people. You know, giving them employment and the rest, and trying to better the lives of people walking around with me. Now, Jandor now approached me, Funke, I want you to be my deputy. I ran away at first. I'm like, hey, politics. So after thinking about it, speaking with my mom, speaking with my mentors, and also remembering what the experience, you know, my staff, they go through in Lagos, the day-to-day activities, the hustle, their plight. I just thought of it. You've been doing it on a smaller scale. Why don't you join Jandor, who has been on this course for 7 years, creating a structure?
At that time, were you in politics?
No, I wasn't.
So, okay, so fine. That's the point I want to... I need to know that, okay, you were running your own business, you were not in politics, and then he approached you. Why do you think he approached you? Did you have a relationship with... I mean, when I say relationship with him, Did you not the relationship people are thinking of? This is not Debumi. Do you know him personally?
No, dealings with him whatsoever. I've heard about his Lagos for Lagos.
I see. Why do you think he then approached you? What do you think?
We share the same vision. I started.
But he wouldn't have known your vision before he approached you.
He has seen my career. He knows I started my business from zero to something. I've as an actor, I've been an actor for over 2 decades. I've been an entrepreneur, owner of a business in Lagos for over 14 years. And I'm sure he's followed my, you know, track record. He's seen it that she's run a business for so long. She has structure.
You don't think like in marketing terms, he wanted to key into your brand?
Ah, key into my brand. Well, yes. It's like a combined force. It's like I have the, you understand, I have the numbers too, you understand. But Jando has done a lot of work at the grassroots level. He has structure. They know who he is. They know that he's sensitive to the plight of Lagosians. He wants to come into power to better their lives.
You're going to pay for that commercial he just ran.
So him seeing what I have done too, by empowering a lot of young people, giving employment to a lot of young people, using my content to educate people for advocacy, we share the same vision. And that is why he came to me.
That's what he told you.
That is what I also perceive after telling.
Okay.
I
just wanted to be sure. Yes. So after he then told you, I'd like you to, you ran away and then you ran back to him. Mm-hmm. And I said, do you think you're ready for politics, especially the debt that goes with it, the probing eyes, you know?
Yes. You know, I'm very real. I don't like to be like, I don't want to be someone else. I want to be myself. Yes, at first, the backlash, the talk wanted to get to me. But I remember why I'm here, which is to serve. I'm tired of typing, going on Twitter ranting. I'm tired of nagging. We, the youths, need to get into the system.
So you're representing the youth?
Yes, exactly, sir. So we, the youths, are tired of typing. We're tired of protest.
Well, since at one time the youth leader of your party was a 61-year-old man, may I know who the age limit you think?
We have a lot of young people now in our party, yes.
Well, the APC leader says that I'm a youth. I saw it on. And I think he's 70-plus at the very least. Anyway, that was just an aside. A deputy governor is as good as a governor in waiting. And I wonder, if you are ready for such a responsibility, what you have taken on, sometimes we know the beginning of something. Sometimes we do it on impulse. But then the reality can set in and circumstances can change. I wonder if you find yourself being governor tomorrow, I wonder if you think that you can handle that kind of responsibility. And I will just ask, I have said that as far as I'm concerned, I'm not going to bother myself. By the way, it's a discussion program. It's not an interview. So if you think I'm talking too long, it's because we're having a discussion. Right?
It's okay.
I said that I'm not too interested in what do you call this, manifestos. Rather, I'm thinking that anybody who wants that, and I'm ready, Jando will soon come back, and he had better come with what I call an action plan. Okay? Now, can you tell me the way you know you're thinking you could be governor one day? We don't pray that it happens, because it would either be that Jando is impeached or that he's too young to go and meet his ancestors. So, but then that's why you have a deputy. So a deputy is not just somebody fine to be seen around him with numbers. He's also a governor in waiting. And I'd like to know your feelings about the current state of Lagos State that you are the deputy governorship candidate for the PDP for.
Okay, the present state of things in Lagos State, we all know, is appalling. Yeah. It's sad. You know, the infrastructure is not put in place well. Things are going the wrong way, which is why the Jando and Funke administration is coming in to correct so many wrongs.
Okay.
Yes, I can see myself as a governor sometime later. But right
How
now
late?
Right now it is my principal.
What if Jando gets 8 years? Okay, so let's say 9 years from now.
Yes, exactly. yes. And I think what is most important is, as a leader, you must be conscious. Mm. You must be passionate about serving your people. You have to notice. You have to notice their plight. You must have listening ears, not turning your ears, turning your back against your people. As a leader, you must be ready to take decisions. You must be ready to make changes. The willingness
is do you think this current government is not doing that?
Sir, Uncle Jimmy, you can't see now. We all see what's going on.
No, I can't see you.
Uncle Jimmy, see it now.
No, don't call me inside.
No, I'll call you. Every moment,
don't call me inside.
We are all experiencing it. We are not living.
Okay, let's take them one by one and see how you probably would have handled a few things different. Okay. Let's look at transportation, the traffic, public transportation. And so on and so forth. What do you think you would have done better if, for example, you were the governor of Lagos?
Okay, if I was for the Jandu and Funke administration, we have plans for the traffic. For example, now, Uncle, the bus drivers, the commercial bus drivers, they park at the wrong spots. It's wrong. It affects the traffic. Motorists, we need to enforce the traffic laws. We have to, Uncle. Then the roads are bad. They are not motorable. We have
but why do you think? I mean, I thought it was a given. I think you must have done a study to actually rationalize to yourself why. How do you need to tell somebody that the road shouldn't be that bad? Then where is the problem?
That's where I'm telling you.
Do you think there's not enough funds to do that, or what do you think it is?
Of course, we have our IGR, internally generated revenue in Lagos, is 45 billion. We are rich. We are wealthy. Lagos is wealthy in paper.
Every month. Good.
Lagos is rich in paper. Yes, we're wealthy. But physically, we can't see the wealth on the road.
Do you want them to lay out the money?
They need to spend the money judiciously, the funds. We need better roads. The infrastructure need to be maintained properly. Things have to be done properly in Lagos. Like now, the roads are not maintained. This minute they construct it, who are these contractors? Who are they? What kind of materials are they using? There's no checks and balance. We need to maintain. We need to monitor.
Okay. I think that we'll give you time to settle down so you come up with a much more concrete plan. Now, maybe you're holding on for your
principal.
For your principal to do that. Because, again, in politics, I know there must be a balance. You don't want the deputy to...
he's my guy, the principal.
Oh, yeah, but look at... One that bothers me, for example, is the educational policy of the state. Some of us believe that, yes, I mean, it's not too bad, but it could be much better. I wonder if you agree with that.
Exactly. Like having 2 million... out-of-school children.
In Lagos.
That is wrong. Totally wrong. Our children need to stay off the streets. They need to be educated. They need to be in school. Now, a lot of parents will say, I don't have the money. For example, one of my nannies, I just asked her, why are your children? Are they in their house? I said, they're in their house. But school is in session. Why are they? We don't get a uniform. They don't get a uniform. They are in for dance here. So these kind of things, like the uniform, the basic needs, we need to provide them. The Jandu Funke administration, we're going to do things like that to encourage parents send their children to school. 2 million children should not be out of school. They should be educated. Our children are the leaders of tomorrow.
Have you done a study? Because when you talk about these things and we talk about funds, have you done a proper study of where the leakages are in the system in Lagos?
Off record or on record, without mentioning names, we all know that there is mismanagement of funds. Like out of our IGR, we know that there's a particular company that takes close to 9 billion out of it. Why?
Well,
we are going to plug all these things, Jandu Funke administration. We are going to plug it. The IGR, money made in Lagos, must be spent in Lagos, enjoyed by Muslim, Christian, Hausa, Igbo, Lagosians, paying their tax in Lagos. The tax they pay, they are not seeing it. We need to encourage Lagosians. So all these things is what we'll plug.
When you say that in principle, you say a company, we know what you're referring to. I mean, we won't pretend that we don't know. So you, for example, are sure that you're not going to be needing tax consultants. or you will be reducing the percentages of what they get.
Yeah, we will do all that, sir.
Do what now?
Majorly concerning tax, you understand?
Yes.
Like the SMEs, we know that.
No, I'm talking about the use of tax consultants.
Yes. Oh, yes, we will.
And so where then, you said the company takes 9 billion.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I assume that, yeah, of course, let's just, that's the tax consultants. No, we can keep the name in, it's known, alphabet, tax. But would you be using, do you think that you don't need tax consultants? Or do you think that the percentage they're getting is either high or completely outrageous?
It's outrageous. It's high.
You think so?
Yeah.
So you will still be using tax consultants?
The Jandor Funke Foundation. Of course we will.
You
will
use tax consultants?
Yes, we will.
Okay. Funke Akindele is here. She's getting this is her debut.
Yes.
It's a pity I didn't grab you first before Challenge and Co. grabbed you. Funke Akindele is here. You all know her. And she's the deputy governorship candidate for the PDP. She's well known. She's an actress. She's done very well. We are going to open up our line 0700-993-993-993 for you to call in. Now listen, I know this is a period of politics. Okay, this is not the arena. This is an arena for us to sit back and enjoy and get to know who is doing what. So no political brickbats here if it can be avoided. And let's all make sure you call from a quiet place. And because I know that our lines are buzzing, we will restrict you to 1 minute. So you can cut out all the good morning, Uncle Jimmy, good morning, this one, good morning, lady in the house, and just go straight. We'll follow the 1 minute rule. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190 for the ladies. Let me start with a female caller.
Ladies. Hello, first. Good evening, Oga. Good morning, Oga. Jimmy Disu.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Funke, Mrs. Ali Tolu.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, this Friday for me, Gwelere. See, Funke, we are behind you, but I want to ask you a question. Hello?
I'm here with you.
Go on.
The question is that, because you now, for example, you are more popular than Jadon. I want to know how submitting will you be to the end if eventually you win as a Lagos State governor, you and Jadon. I want to know if that power will not be coming into your head that I am the one who will want this election for Lagos State, okay, for our party.
Okay, thank you. Point noted. That's a funny question. You'll answer it, but you are a deputy governor, you are not the governor. I mean, so, but he's worried that he believes that you are more popular. Is it true that you are more popular than Jandor?
Jandor has
worked 7 years
of creating a structure of going to the grassroots.
Yeah, but
to talk about this journey
in those 7 years, do you honestly believe that when it comes to the following, the numbers will not be tilted in you? I know you're trying to be being diplomatic.
No, Uncle, it is.
You have how many followers do you have on Twitter?
On Twitter, close to 2 million on Twitter.
2 million. How many followers does Jandor have on Twitter?
That, sir.
How Twitter. Many followers does okay, Jandor sir. Have on Twitter?
Uncle Jimmy, please. Sorry, 1 minute. 1 minute.
We ought to whisper it to me.
No. It is not by followership, it's by encouraging his followers to vote.
But those are the empirical ones that we can go by.
Yes.
You know, truth is, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and truth, the following is different. But you know, the funny thing about politics is that politics seems to be based on assumptions that are usually in the air. They are not empirical. You can't touch them. You know. But he's worried, and he thinks that there might be a rift. I don't think so.
I don't think so. It's my principle.
There's maturity in the air. I think I have just 1 minute. I don't want this thing to pop in on me. Okay, let's go. So just quickly, a caller here. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, ma.
Please, I want to quickly ask Funke Akindele.
Yes.
Good morning, what is the level of their preparation to navigate this ugly kind of campaign and kind of system, especially in Lagos State? This is Pastor Ladipo calling from Orilegum.
Okay. Yes. I didn't quite catch what he said, and even the language that was, I couldn't make out what he was trying to say. It's such luggage. But okay, we'll use this opportunity to take a break, okay? And when we come back, we'll continue with our discussion and we'll be able to take more of your calls and reactions. So don't go away.
Watch that die.
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a
Yeah, you're welcome back to the Daily Digest, and I still have as my visitor Funke Akindele, as my guest rather, sorry, not visitor, Funke Akindele, who is the deputy governorship candidate of the PDP. Right, the lines are buzzing. Let me take one more call and then we'll continue with our discussions. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
My name is Robert. Auntie Funke, I greet you.
Good morning, Mr. Robert.
Morning, Mr.
Thank you. My question is at this, number one.
Hmm.
Lagos has been under the control of APC since 1999 up to today.
Yes.
And we know they have Godfather. So I'm going to split my question into two. What gives you the assurance that the PDP will wrestle power from them? Number one. The B part is that who is the Godfather of PDP in Lagos State? They say, Godley, what is the plan of your government to make education affordable?
No. You can't answer those. It's enough, sir. You can't answer all those three questions. It's enough. Let's take the one that he said about how you hope to dislodge the APC. By the way, I hope you have heard the rumor. If you haven't heard, hear it from me. In all seriousness, that some people believe that you and your principal are being put forward by the gentleman in the APC. Have you heard that rumor?
Yes, I have.
Would you like to react to that?
Yes. We're not.
Have you ever met this gentleman?
Some long time ago, maybe at an event or something.
Of course, your principal would have known him in the...
Yes, he was in the APC. APC, yes.
But to be honest with you, if you wanted to choose a party independently, let's assume that you decided that, look, I want to go into politics for this and that reason, would PDP have been your first choice?
Yes, because...
Well, obviously, you can't say otherwise.
Okay, thank you, Uncle, for that question.
Yes.
PDP, yes, will be my first choice because, one, we're tired of the APC for now. They've been here for over 20 years. And what's the difference?
What's the principal difference between the two anyway?
We have structure.
They have structure too.
They have structure, but the godfatherism, I'm sorry, I am not interested in that. I don't see our leader leading, you understand, on his own, taking decisions on his own without a second opinion. I just feel things are going the wrong way.
For now, Jando is your godfather now.
He's my principal. He's our governor. 2023, yes, and we're coming in as a force.
Somebody, by the way, the person who called the other time that we were saying ma is Pastor Ladipo is a man.
Okay. Pastor Ladipo.
But he's also concerned about thuggery. Okay, fair enough. But the question I'd like to ask is, look at what is happening now with the roads, unions, and so on and so forth. I wonder if your party would be accommodating for such arrangement.
Like I said earlier on,
with the, you know, the various things are becoming like a master force. You know, I'm speaking in parables, but of course you have a fair idea. Specifically, look at the arrangement, for example, you have with MC Oluomo. It's something that hasn't registered in my brain. As we speak now, I'm not too sure about how this so-called collection happens. I don't know if you know, because these people collect daily cash. And I honestly, nobody has been. I keep harassing Sheriff to bring in somebody from there to explain how the arrangement works. Have you done your study to see how the Lagos, what parks, and it's significant. it's not just significant in terms of finances. It's also significant in terms of the social consequences. You know, the examples being given to the younger ones, that culture that celebrates what the ways these people operate, which I'm sure you would find objectionable. Have you actually done your study now to say that, okay, fine, if we take over government, this daily money that is collected on this parking ticket and whatever, NURTW, whatever they are doing, how better you would do it? Would you just scrap them? What would you do? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, we will come up with our blueprint soon, sir.
And it's not ready.
It's ready, but we don't want really to go into details now about that. like I said earlier on, the law has to be enforced properly.
Well, I mean, yes, but this is beyond the law now. I mean, these people have actually become the law.
Exactly. That is why I said the Jando and Funke administration will take proper decisions on their own without a second opinion. Things will be done correctly, properly.
Of course you need a second opinion.
No, you understand what I mean?
You want to correct yourself, explain that.
No. What I'm trying to say is that we don't need a godfather or someone, you know, that we need to get instructions.
Do you think it's godfatherism that has produced this arrangement?
That has what?
Produce this arrangement.
To an extent, but when we come up with our blueprint, you see all our plans for that.
The guy who called in was so concerned about thuggery because it's a major challenge that I'm hoping that, you know, between yourself and your principal, you know, you probably come up with a concrete plan as to how to
handle
this.
Let me quickly say something now. Yes. Sorry to...
Yes.
Thuggery, urchins, you know, young people constituting nuisance on the streets of Lagos. We have plans for them. Now, have you taken them off the streets? How well are you empowering them? What are you doing to them? Because an idle land is the devil's workshop.
How will you empower them?
We have a lot of programs for them. Vocational skills acquisition. And also exporting their talent. Like, for example, for football now. We can organize different football matches in football academy in different local government areas. You know, send them to football academy in the Europe, you know, to get trained properly. And from there, they get plugged into different clubs.
I was scared when you first of all used the word exporting. I thought you were eventually saying,
you know, so we need to encourage our young people. I understand they are so talented and creative. We need to empower them. We need to encourage them. We need to export their talent.
Lagos. I wanted to use my incoming. This is the language people use, but that would be partial on my part. But Lagos has a population problem. You know, all people from all failed states generally converge on Lagos. And I know previous governments have made attempts to keep some people out of Lagos. It's a reality. I don't see it so much as a bad, because you can take on so much, you know. And I wonder what you feel about that. You know, the tough population, the high population that we have, who really and truly could jolly well be avoided if we got smart to it.
Okay, thank you, Uncle Jimmy. Firstly, yes, we know that we have a lot of people in Lagos. You know, Lagos is a mega city, sophisticated, and has a lot of people in there. But don't forget, it's a commercial and tech hub. We make do business here. You know, a lot of money is made here. People feel, when I come to Lagos, I'm going to make it.
Yeah.
What about decentralizing it? A lot of people have, you know, clustered in a particular area. Everybody wants to live on the island. What of our Ikorodu, my Ikorodu? What of Badagry?
Oh, yeah, from Ikorodu?
Yes, I'm from Ikorodu. Okay. It's Haro Ijomu. So we need to put the infrastructure in place. If the roads are good, if the traffic is controlled, I can live in the Ikorodu and walk anywhere.
Like when actually, we can develop new towns.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
I had hoped that, if I remember so well, the original plan for the Ekpe axis, Jack Wandy was going to set up farms all the way down, you know, and make Ekpe a new town entirely. But we always seem to throw away the master plan. And talking of master plans, is there anything good that the APC is doing now in Lagos that you want to keep?
Uncle Jimmy.
It can't be bad all through.
Hey, Uncle Jimmy, I'm just here to speak on Funke and Jando Foundation. The plight of the Lagosians, the problems the Lagosians are facing. We want to get into the system and correct these wrongs. I don't know about the other, you know, party, but we know that if things have been...
No, I'm not talking about... you didn't get me right, probably. I'm saying that they must be doing, from your studies, they must be doing one or two things right to say that, okay, yes, we'll keep this in place. You don't think so?
I don't think so.
It looks like they're doing anything right at all. You don't want to give them any credits.
I don't care about that. I don't. We want a change. A clear departure from the norm. That's what we want.
Okay, let me ask you, what are the numbers you're banking on here to win this election? Remember, you see what has happened in Oshun. Oshun beat, they beat all projections. They beat them flat. You know, all projections made. Most analysts fell flat on their face. Mm-hmm. So what are the numbers you're looking at in Lagos State that will make you?
Oh,
Lagos, your supporters need to hear this.
Yes, I said something on channels. I said I have a lot of followers. My followers will come out. I think they got it the wrong way. What I'm trying to say is, yes, I have a lot of fans, people that believe in the Funke Akindele brand, people that have seen me do my thing for a long time. I've seen the success, you know, I've achieved. I'm reaching out to them to get their PVCs, to vote right. You understand, sir? That is why I mentioned my fans. You understand? We have the numbers. Jando has the grassroots. Even me, I have the
grassroots. Okay, so let's take it bit by bit now. Because, you know, in politics, they do an analysis. This one in Ekpe, yes. This one in that one. Where are your areas of strength?
Everywhere, sir.
You can't be everywhere.
I'm from Lagos, Central District.
You can't
I'm
be
a
everywhere.
Clear Lagos, yeah.
Lagos, okay.
West.
What about
my principal is from Lagos?
Wait, what about Lagos Island?
Central.
Lagos Central, yes.
We will clear it. We will. We are working hard on that. At the grassroots level, even the cyberspace. They believe those in the cyberspace, all they do is to type. To talk, they don't go out to vote. But we now know that it is in our hands. It is our power to vote the right leader in. So even we in the cyberspace, we are aware now. We've gotten our PVCs. More people are getting their PVCs, and they are going to vote right 2023 for Funke, for Jando Funke administration.
This Jando, you keep talking about Jando Funke. Is this a prepared script?
No, it's not. It's a combination, Uncle.
Do you have the war chest to prosecute this? The money? Remember that you're going to go against the government in power.
We're capable. But, Uncle, we're capable. But, you know, I said something earlier. I said I'm educating people on the importance of voting. Letting them know that your vote is your power. You understand?
Mm.
If you get paid, if they give you rice, like I did, I've used these situations as content in Jennifer's Diary, where my character Jennifer ran for local government chairman, and she was telling people there that the people came in and said, oh, this person has given me rice, this person has given me a sack of rice, has given me 5,000 or 10,000. Are you selling your future? We're educating people. I'm also using this opportunity to reach out to Lagosians, the youths in Lagos. Do not sell your vote. It's your power. It is your power. You need a change, a positive change. We need it. We are tired.
Okay, all right. The politicians, they keep going on and on and on. It's important that people, you're a lawyer, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I think that is very important that people do know that, so they don't get carried away by the Jennifer brand.
Okay.
You know, that was where we started from, where I said that for people like you, there's a tendency for those, you know, people who don't know you too well to relate you along with your brand. So you're a lawyer. You went to which university?
University of Lagos.
I said so. I said so. Greater Kokai. You, did you go to UDILAG?
No, I went to UDILAG now.
Are you a lady?
I understand you're about me.
No, I'm just joking.
Uncle Jimmy, you can call me whatever.
Yes, sir.
And I'm just joking. Just having a bit of fun. Okay, it's 9:43. I think we'll take a few more calls and then we'll probably just round up. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm very well. My name is Ademola.
Yes, Mr. Ademola.
Yes, I just want to throw this out as an advice to Funke. I think Funke should be more prepared for this, for subsequent interviews. Mm. She should look at that, look at a lot of things to project and to put in the face of the people.
Okay.
We don't want rhetoric. We want facts. What she wants to do, all they need to do together. She needs to do a lot.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I think that she will answer, but I'd like to just chip in a comment. I think that from what you heard, that she was called and Jandoto Zaprosta and she accepted. I think yeah, absolutely right. You know, she would, we need to give her more time to get some a few facts together. Would you want to react to that?
Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate.
Yes. Okay. I had a tweet too that said something to that effect. How come I don't have a female caller?
We are the women.
Yes, yes, okay, yes. Pick women. One now. Women. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Good morning, ma.
Good morning, ma.
Morning.
Please continue to go to that grassroots. Please educate them.
Yes,
thank
ma.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, ma.
We didn't even ask who he was. I was calling. Okay. Let's pick another one. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Morning.
Mm. My name is Moyo.
Who's speaking?
Moyo.
You have to speak up, please. We can't hear you.
Moyo.
Okay. Hey, this is not pillow talk now. Oh, yeah. Let's hear what you have to say. Sorry?
Just one thing in this country.
Let's pick another call. I don't understand. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy. Good morning, Funke Akindele.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's nice being on the show with you this morning.
Thank you.
I'm happy to hear you, Funke Akindele.
Thank
yes.
you,
I know that whatever you put your heart to do, you always make a success out of it. And I pray that this one will not be an exception.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to congratulate you in advance.
Thank you, ma'am.
I believe that you can bring creativity to Lagos State.
Yes.
You can bring innovation to Lagos State. Yes, we talk about experience, but most importantly, we want to get involved. So let the people give the youth the opportunity to get involved,
mm.
and they will experience the change that we have been clamoring for. So okay. congratulations. I'm calling to just encourage you.
Okay.
We'll come out and we'll support you, and God will give you the desires of your heart.
Amen. Okay. Thank you so
Amen.
Much, my appreciate.
Thank you very much. We'll take two more, and then we'll continue. Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, who's calling?
Yes, this is Perpetua. Funke Akindele.
Good
God
morning,
bless
ma.
You. God bless
Amen.
You.
Are you,
you are the chosen one. Whether they like it or not, we support you.
Thank you, ma.
So Nigerians are there for you. And then again, tell Lagosians what they need to know. We know you know what they need to know. So you're going to give it to them how they should get it. So we trust you. You are there for us all. Thank you.
Thank you Bless so you. Much, ma. Appreciate, ma.
Do you want to remind them that it's the joint ticket? It's the Funke. What did you call it now?
Funke is it Jando Funke?
Jando Funke tickets. Because
yes, sir.
Right. Hello, good morning. Morning.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Good morning to our Jennifer.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yeah, my name is Charles Sidel.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, well, first, she has done well for herself because I've been myself being a public speaker myself. I know she has done well.
Yes.
She's been able to, you know, talk like a politician that she has become, which is applaudable. But you see, what I want her to do, because I used to be a spokesperson for one of the parties back home in Edo State, so I was able to get more than a modicum level of knowledge about how things are done. So I think what she needs to do, having a very heavy support in the cyberspace. If she wants to convert it to something very tangible, she needs to organize town hall meetings. For instance, Sulele, you want to organize town hall meetings where you call the youth. So if you see them coming, bring them out of cyberspace. If they attend in good number, you know you are home and dry. But
yeah.
don't just sit down there until you have them
okay,
on cyberspace
thank you.
And they are not tangible.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you, sir.
Morning. I wonder what your thoughts are about the elections that were just concluded in Osun. What did it signal to you?
Success, victory.
Mm.
Yes.
Did it embolder you to think that it's it's doable in Lagos.
Oh, yes, it is. Even before the election, we know it's doable. Mm. And even with that, we're assured the more that
just for the record, were you in Oshun during the elections?
No, I wasn't in Oshun.
Was Jando there?
Yes, he was.
He was there. Okay. Mm. All right. Let's take another call. Hello, our lines are buzzing, man. Hello.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning.
This is Abi Oyelowo on the line.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Funke, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, lovely morning to you. Actually, my question goes just is about this issue of housing in Lagos, where you have a lot of people tripping in Lagos who doesn't know where exactly or where to stay, and they find themselves on that bridge and everywhere. And what exactly is your plan on this issue? That's all I have to say.
Well, he's talking about mass housing, essentially. That's what he's talking about. If it's part of what you and your principal are
we it's part of it.
What kind of mass housing are you thinking of? Which template? Are you going to use the Jakonde template or which one?
We will surely do that.
We will do what now?
The Jakonde template and even something much better and more advanced.
Why? You think that the Jakonde template was not advanced?
It is, but you know, you have to move with the trend. Mm. Yeah, exactly. Things have changed now.
Mm. What did you think? What are the areas they're going to improve on in that area specifically? Is it the design? Are you thinking of opening new towns?
Exactly.
Let me tell you the dream I have, which would happen in Lagos. The dream of where, because I grew up in Lagos at a time when my grandmother, I grew up at a time when Surulere was created virtually. Well, I'm not saying it was created, it was just created when I was, no, but when it emerged. Most people don't know the history of these Suenu or the areas. They are bungalows. They are mini flats. That's what it is, yes. Giving room for expansion.
Yes.
So I think that rather than go up, I'd like a mass housing that goes lateral, that gives room for people. So rather than have apartments, open up new towns. Open up new towns, real new towns, have mass transport going in that direction and so on and so forth. We didn't talk about transportation very well. Mm. To talk about your feelings on rail.
Yes.
And this, the blue rail that the government is doing. Are you going to keep it or you will destroy it, pack all the trains, send them back to...
We will keep it. Sorry, uncle, let me go back to the housing issue. You know, I said it earlier on that we need to move to other parts of Lagos.
Yes, like you said so. I must give you that credit, yes.
You know, we have to create new towns.
Yes.
You understand? And we need to talk about housing, truly. We need to do something about it. We need to create more houses. We're going to use the Jakonde one and also advanced one. Like you also said, the bungalows.
Yes.
You know, the space.
To go lateral. Yes.
Lateral.
Yes.
All this is in our blueprint. And when the time comes, we surely... talk about it.
Well, we will soon have to go, but let's take this call on what's this now called? Skype. Hello? Hello?
Hi, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes. Who's calling?
So good to hear from you. My name is Sean, calling from UAE.
Calling from?
So a quick question.
UAE, okay.
Yes. Good morning, Sean.
UAE, yes. Hi. Yes. So my question is on waste and refuge. Lagos is very dirty.
Exactly.
What are the plans your administration have for keeping Lagos clean? Thank you.
Okay. Waste management is a big deal, I must say, because if the waste is not managed properly, we'll be exposed to a lot of environmental hazards, you understand. First of all, we need to sensitize the public on waste segregation. You know, what you can recycle, the waste you can recycle, the bottles, the cans, have to be separated from the papers, the nylon bags, and separated from waste that cannot be recycled. You understand? Then we have a lot of dump sites. We do not have engineering landfills. We don't. So we will consider this in our administration. We need to dispose this waste properly, the solid waste properly, not what we have right now. Originally, the dump site at Olushosu, that the time it was created, there were no houses there. It was outside. Now, development, you know, has happened.
Okay,
there.
You'll be here again at the time when, we can, you know, this is just the beginning of so many. Thank you very much. We'll invite you back again, and I hope you'll oblige us.
Of course.
Okay. We'll probably be ending it here, okay? We'll most likely be ending it here because tomorrow there'll be Dear Bumi. And on Thursday, we are going to have Yemi Badejo Okusanya, you know, to talk about. I'm a bit concerned about how media relations and publicity of parties are being run. He's the public relations practitioner. I think he's the head of the NIPL or something like that. He has all these big, big posts there. So he'll be here on Thursday to talk about that. And on Friday we will have Angela Jetumobi. We'll do an update on politics with Angela. And then on Saturday, we are going to bring four people from the masses, you know, to talk about their thoughts and their feelings about what is going on in the country. Funke Akindele, thank you very much. It's nice meeting you for the first time. I wish you all the best. And wish you that you and your principal succeed. Okay? That's where we'll end it for today. Be careful. Enjoy yourselves. Don't stop listening. And that's where we sign off. And Ashen, thank you for bringing Funke here. I'll see you tomorrow, 9 o'clock in the morning. God willing. Bye.
The conversation, no matter where you are. Download our mobile app by searching Nigeria Info FM on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. Also,
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like the brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not